Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we continue the halachas of Tfilas Meir. And Mitzvah Shem will get very soon to the halachas of a Kiddush. The Mechaber Pasuk is the beginning of Siman Reish Samaches that you say Vayichulu in Tfilas Meir, which means in Shemoneh Esrei we say the parasha of Vayichulu Hashmayim V'aretz of Chol Tzavam. As Vura explains, the Pidur Gemara in Shabbos, because anyone who says Vayichulu, he's being made on a Kares Baruch Hu that he created the Shemayim V'aretz. He's proclaiming to the world that Kares Baruch Hu created the Shemayim V'aretz, created the entire world. Therefore, you become a shutif like Karis Baruch Hu in my separation, like the Gemara says. Because you are proclaiming to the world and saying Edus that a Karis Baruch Hu is the one who created the entire world. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Zayin that we repeat Vayichulu after Shemoneh Esrei as well. Why? Zog the Shulchan Aruch, the reason is because when Yontif lands up on Shabbos, like this year, Rosh Hashanah lands up on Shabbos, Sukkot lands up on Shabbos, you say the Yontif davening, you mention Shabbos in the Yontif davening, but you don't say Vayichulu. So where are you going to get this Edus? You have to say the Edus. Shakaris Baruch Hu borrows Shemayim V'aretz. When are you going to say this Edus? You'll say it after davening, you say Vayichulu. So therefore, every Shabbos, we don't want to make a little plug, every Shabbos we say Vayichulu as well, after davening, otu, yom tov shechalias b'Shabbos. We're there, you don't say Vayichulu in davening, therefore you say that every week after davening as well. There's another reason. The Medrash says that it says three times the word Asher in the parasha of Vayichulu. And it says also the three times the word Asher in the parasha of Parah Adumah. Teach us that anyone who says three times Vayichulu, he gets a kapara on all his avinus like a para aduma. And the Medrash adds on, ukeilu kaim kala atayra. And the Kav HaChaim also brings down a piece side, is it to say Vayichulu three times? Therefore, we say Vayichulu three times. Once by tefillah, once after davening, and once when we make Kiddush. Actually, it comes out that on Yom Tov, you're missing one of these Vayichulu. I guess it's only a din, this din we say, the minig is only on Shabbos that we say, Shabbos is not Yom Tov, we say three times Vayichulu. Now, the Mechaber says that you say it standing. When you say Vayichulu, after Shemoneh Esrei, you say it standing. Zok taz why? The feast of Zem Eidim like Karis Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis, but Dina Eidim Ba'amida. Eidim have to stand. You say Eidim standing. And the tour ends off. Therefore, you should say it B'yachad with the Tzibur, because Ein Eidus LeYachid, Ve'Eidus Shleima Be'ina. And the Taz ends off and says that if a Yachid wants to say it, he should say it like he's laying in the Torah, not like a Tefillah, because since it's Eidus should be said dafka with the tzibur and not alone. And in Mitzvah Shem, next year we'll discuss what happens if you're davening Shemoneh Esrei and you miss Vayichulu.